sadly. But okay, we'll start from here. Go ahead, Shadranka.
Just from my personal experience, I wanted to maybe make a suggestion for the people in this group.
Sure.
What I found helpful for me was doing the 21-day meditation with
Deepak
Chopra.
Chopra.
And it's all already stuff that we all know, but it kind of makes you stop and think about it and put it in practice every day, because there's a little bit of homework. You got to write things down, think about it. There's also meditation every day, and it's really awesome, because we already know from you, Myra, from your teachings, from other sources, and it's kind of putting it all together. It's like, hey, I know this, but I'm not doing it. So, but this way you practice, it's like, yeah, this feels good.
Yeah.
And
I
it's
mean,
exactly what you're talking about.
yes, because just doing for the sake of doing is just, running in that hamster wheel. You have
And
to
you know,
really learn.
I've been out of work since this whole thing happened. And in the beginning, I was very stressed while I was still working, because I knew they were going to close everything. I couldn't wait for them to do it, to make it pandemic, to say, yeah, we got to shut the casinos, because I knew it was happening. It wasn't happening fast enough for me, because I saw it coming. And I was tired of people lying and giving wrong numbers and everything else. But once that was done, I was at peace. And I don't know what future's gonna bring. I'm not worried about it. Like you said, put it out in the universe. Don't limit yourself and see what happens. And I'm in a really good place right now.
Yeah, and it's in peace. It's when you quiet the mind that you find purpose. And not only that, and I said, and if you remember to be grateful for everything that you do
Absolutely.
have,
Absolutely.
then things start to unfold. So you have to allow, as opposed to just, running for the sake of running, because
Right.
that doesn't get you where you're going anyway. Just take a step back, go inward, be peaceful. Really, really monitor your thoughts. Really create. Really get your head and your heart working in sync. And that is through that sense of being. In other words, decide how you want to feel, because your feeling will actually create your experience. Okay? Because if you're all over the place and you're doing things you don't want to do, you're always in disharmony. You are never creating in a purposeful way, and you're never happy with your life. You just are never satisfied. So if you just start with the feeling of it, I want to feel peaceful, then those things that are peaceful are going to come into your experience. Okay, so we are going to start our meditation. So I will ask everybody to please take off their glasses, except for me, so I can see you guys. And just find a place where you can relax and close your eyes. And I just want you to start by breathing. I want you to slow down your breath. I'm going to mute everybody. And I want you to take three deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. I just want you to allow yourself to feel calm. I want you to imagine that as you are breathing out, you're releasing all tightness and tension. And as you're breathing in peace and relaxation. I want you to see yourself walking on a beach on a beautiful sunny day, feeling very calm as you look at the ocean in front of you. I want you to notice how beautiful the day is. The sun is shining. The weather is perfect. It's just the way you prefer it. And I want you to feel that deep sense of peace as you continue to walk down the beach. I want you to notice how surprised you are that you feel no resistance to the sand underneath your feet. It's almost as if you're floating above it. And I want you to continue to relax deeper and deeper as you notice the sunshine feeling so warm and peaceful as it moves through you. Now I want you to imagine a golden liquid light flowing from above, just moving down through your body. I want you to feel this light as it moves through every cell of your body. Feel the healing and protection that this light brings to you. Feel it moving any negativity from your body, from the very top of your head, down through the very tips of your toes. Any feeling of fear, concern, sadness is being pushed down through your body by this light and being pushed down through the sand into the center of the earth. Now I want you to feel this light moving down through the bottoms of your feet and imagine that light being a cord moving down to the center of the earth. So you are connected all the way from above, being guided and protected and grounded to the earth below you. A straight line of guidance, protection, and grounding. And you even feel the energy from the earth moving up, healing your entire body, because the earth's energy is healing. And I want you to remember to connect with the earth as it does heal you. So now, as you continue to feel the protection and healing from above, and feel the grounding and healing from the earth below, I want you to imagine that this light is expanding, literally expanding from your body, creating this light all around you. And it creates more than a light. It creates a protective bubble of light all around you, surrounding you in a shield of protective energy, giving you warmth, radiance, light, and power. And you are now enclosed in the shield of protective energy, feeling completely safe, completely protected, feeling calm, feeling that sense of love, that sense of peace within you. And knowing that that protective shield remains around you even after you wake up. It's always there, giving you that light, radiance, warmth, and power. And anything you choose not to allow into your experience always bounces harmlessly off that shield of protective energy. It never comes in. That shield never allows it into your experience. And that is true now. And that is true as you move forward. And that is true every second of every minute of every hour of every day. And that shield continues to grow stronger and stronger, never yielding. It allows anything you want in and keeps everything you don't want out. So feel yourself, that powerful being that you are, protected, guided, grounded. And as you stand there, feeling so safe, so secure, you know that every negative emotion has been pushed down through the ground and is no longer part of your experience. And now all you feel is safe, peaceful, calm, and confident. And you know that anything that is going on in your present and in your future is exactly as it should be. And you are allowing your journey to unfold. And you have faith in it from this moment forward. Now I want you to take your left hand and bring it to your heart. And I want you to start breathing through your heart. And I want you to remind yourself of everything you are grateful for. I want you to be grateful for the fact that you have food and shelter. I want you to be grateful for everything, every experience, every blessing, everything you've ever experienced in your life, because it has made you who you are today. And I want you to continue that feeling of gratitude, because gratitude aligns you. Gratitude brings more into your experience to be grateful for. And I want you to remember to practice gratitude on a daily basis. In the middle of the day, just think about how lucky you are. And know that everything in your life happens for a reason, and you are always completely safe, completely protected. And that sense of peace continues to grow stronger and stronger every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day. Everything is exactly as it should be. And so now I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, I want you to open your eyes, feeling blessed, peaceful, aware, and knowing that you are always safe and protected. 1, every day and every way, you grow stronger. 2, you know exactly what to do and how to do it, and you are doing it. 3, always guided from above and grounded below, always safe, secure, and peaceful. 4, I want you to take a deep breath in, come back into your bodies. And 5, open your eyes, awake and aware, feeling peaceful, protected, and safe. Okay. I'm going to unmute you all. So how does everybody feel?
Great.
Good.
Great.
Relaxed.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Does anybody have any questions or anything else they'd like to talk about? No? Okay. Well, I wish everybody a good night. I hear some beeping. Wish everybody a good night. And I hope to see you guys next month. And if you know anybody who's interested in joining us, please let them know. And always please feel free to contact me individually if you have any concerns, questions. Always happy to hear from you and always happy to help. Okay? So,
Myra.
Yes?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys have a great evening.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope to see all of you soon, and you take care, okay? Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.